Welcome to Voice of the Parrot. I'm your host, Shasta Ray, and I am not joined in the studio by anybody except the houseplants and a cup of hot coffee. It's a little bit chilly today. It's going to be a little bit lower temps this week, dropping down into the 20s and such at nighttime. So I guess we have March entering like a lion. Hopefully it will exit like a lamb, and we'll have some of that early springtime forecast that the groundhog predicted a month ago. Oh my gosh, I have some exciting stuff for you this week. I have a new guest on the show. It is Robo Co-host, and Robo Co-host is going to help me with listener mailbag in just a little bit. But first, I have an important bit of safety news for you. I had a rogue cockatiel flapping through my house in a panic yesterday. I have no idea what spooked Murray, but he went into panic mode. Oh my gosh. Holy cow. And when cockatiels go into panic mode, they don't think. They just fly and they don't pay attention. So even though he has a favorite window that he sits at all the time on the windowsill, and he's very well aware of the fact he can't get through that window, he hit that window full force. And luckily, he's okay. I have actually heard of cockatiels injuring themselves pretty good and even killing themselves by doing this. So I had a really great solution. And what I did, and I want to tell everyone about this, is if you go to your local hardware store or go to Amazon or wherever you like to purchase stuff, get yourself a window weather stripping kit or a weather plastic kit. And it has the double-sided sticky tape that you put around the windowsill on all four sides, and then thin clear plastic that you adhere to that. And then you heat it up with a blow dryer so it tightens it up, and it's like looking through glass. You can't really see that it's there. But what it does is it provides a nice cushion, so if you have a bird that decides to try to fly through a window, it won't hit the hard glass window. And instead, it will hit this kind of cushion of plastic that's stretched across the window and bounce off in a good way rather than in a bad way. So, oh my gosh, that worried me. Murray is like my best friend. Best friend. Oh my gosh, best friend. I love that bird. He has my entire soul. Holy cow, I love this bird. So I won't lie. I was a little bit shaken up that he did that. I have no idea what spooked him. The house was quiet. There was no noise going on. There was no sudden phone ringing or anything. And just suddenly he just went bonkers, and he was screaming and flying through the house. And then I heard this thud, and I get over there and he's just kind of standing on the floor looking a little bit stunned. And I picked him up and coddled him a little bit. And what I did is I put him in his cage to calm down for a couple of hours. And he slept. He took a couple good naps. So I think it gave him a bit of a headache. And he was better later. I sat down. I had some filing and paperwork I needed to take care of that I had been putting off. So I just sat by his cage until he was ready to come out. And when he was feeling better, he let me know, and I got him out, and then he was singing and chattering and talking the rest of the night, and he's doing great today. So anyhow, yeah, if you have any worries, any concerns about birds hitting the window, you have cockatiels, anything like that, it really is a very, very, very inexpensive and highly effective safety feature to buy this weather stripping. And, okay, I just looked it up. The brand I got it off of Amazon, and it is the Duck, D-U-C-K, just like the bird. It is the Duck brand window insulation kit. And I got the one that will fit up to 10 windows. If you have smaller windows, it'll probably do your whole house. There is a ton of this stuff in there, and it cost me like $20. It's got a couple rolls of the tape, and it's very easy to use. All you really need is a blow dryer to complete it with. And even if you don't have a blow dryer, you could probably get that tight enough across a window just with the tape that's included to at least create a little bit of a cushion. And it's very effective. Murray took off flying today. He didn't try to run into another window or anything, but he wasn't panicked. But he did want to go sit on that windowsill like he normally does. But I had that plastic on the window, So he couldn't actually get to the windowsill now, which he was really upset about. So when he was flying towards it, he had his landing gear down like he was going to land on it, and he hit the plastic and squawked in frustration and then flapped around my head and rebelled a little bit. But, you know, he's going to be better off for it. So he does have a window perch with suction cups that I put in the window, so he can still sit in the window. It's just kind of a little bit lower, and I put all that window plastic on the top half of the window. But then I've got two big picture windows, and I went ahead and took care of those also. And a nice second effect with that is it's going to insulate your house just a little bit better also. So it's something to consider, especially if you have cockatiels that tend to go rogue every now and then. For some reason, cockatiels just have this thing where they freak out and they just start flying in a panic, and who knows what it is that can spook them. He's still very young. He's just under a year old. So anyway, that was my tragedy this week. Oh my gosh, it sent my heart racing. I was shook up probably more than he was. So it can be very stressful for the humans as well as dangerous for the birds. Consider that for a safety feature, and that is your safety tip for the week. Also in the news, if you want to call this news. So I'm going to be taking a day trip again this weekend. I am going to go pick up another order by Mile High Parrot Supply. I am just going to take a day and drive out there and, you know, take the time to listen to some of my favorite podcasts, get out of the house. I am going to take Murray with me. It's good to have him get out. I have a nice backpack carrier for him that he likes. I've got some perches in there for him, and he has everything he needs. He gets food and toys and things to do, and he seems to really enjoy his carrier and getting out of the house. So Mile High Parrot Supply lets me bring him out there every now and then when I get out that direction, and we let him flap around and show off a little bit, and he seems to have fun, and he gets all proud of himself. I do think he remembers them. I think he remembers them quite well because he seems very excited when he goes there. So I'll be taking a little bit of a short road trip with him. And don't tell Mile High Parrot Supply this. This is a surprise. I might take Bug along, too. I haven't decided. Bug hasn't had a road trip yet, so I might take Bug along. He's so chill. He's just an agreeable little bird, and he's so cute. Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's what I plan to do. If you have not checked out Mile High Parrot Supply yet, please do so. Check out their website, milehighparrotsupply.com. And on all of their supplies, their seed mixes, their toys, everything, not including their birds. They do sell birds that they have listed on the website so you can see what they have currently available. This does not apply to their birds, but if you use the promo code VOICE20, that's VOICE20, it will get you 20% off of your order. So it's worth checking out. They have fantastic prices. I will be picking up some of their small bird mix also. I think he calls it the finch mix, but I feed it to the budgies. It's good for any little tiny bird, you know, your pocket parrots and stuff like that. And the one thing I love about their seed mixes is that they process a lot of seed orders. They sell to other breeders, all that sort of thing. And so they're always getting regular stock in bulk, which means nothing is just sitting there collecting age for long periods of time. When you go buy bird seed or whatever at the pet store or at a big box pet store, you don't know how long that's been on their shelf. You don't know how long it's been in their warehouse. When you've got a small private-owned company, they have been in business for a while now, and they go through the bird seed. They are getting quite popular with their customers, and he does a really great job. So all of their seed is fresh, and my birds go bonkers over it. So he's got a really good cockatiel mix that I get for Murray. And then here again, I get he has it listed as the finch mix or something like that. He'll also do custom blends. So it's worth checking out, and it's the best prices I have found anywhere for that kind of seed and that kind of quality. I also get all their toys there. Oh my gosh, they have the best prices on toys, and my birds go bonkers on that too. They love just tearing them up. So I'm always going through toys and putting in regular orders with them. So thanks to Mile High Parrot Supply, and here again, MileHighParrotSupply.com, promo code VOICE20 if you'd like to get a little bit of a discount off of your order. So what do I got this week? Oh my gosh, I finally have some listener mailbag.
Mail's in.
This is awesome. I need some of my coffee. Where's my coffee? And since it's very difficult to find a co-host for a podcast, especially a co-host for a parrot podcast, I got Robo Co-host. And Robo Co-host is an AI-generated co-host. So without further ado, let's have a big round of applause and welcome Robo Co-host Fred onto the show.
Hello, I'm Robo Co-host Fred. I'm very happy to be a part of Voice of the Parrot and participate in today's episode. I will be the voice of listeners who wrote into Listener Mailbag. Thanks for inviting me on the show, Shasta.
Hey, Robo Co-host Fred, it is my pleasure. I am so happy you're here. I've had a really hard time finding humans to help me out, so kudos to you for being available. So why don't you go ahead and read that first email?
Our first email is from listener Bob from Washington State. He wrote, "Hello, Voice of the Parrot podcast. Who are your favorite bird social media influencers and why?"
Well, Bob, that's a great question. I do watch a few really good YouTube influencers. There's a couple of really great channels out there. So four of my favorites, let's see, the first one I stumbled across would be Elle and the Birds, and her name is Elle, E-L-L-E. She's a young woman. I think I've mentioned her early on the podcast. And what I like about her is I believe she's about 18 now. She just graduated high school last year, so maybe she's 19 now. It looks to me like she started her channel about 5 years ago, so she was pretty young. And I'd say she does an amazing, amazing job, especially as young as she was when she started her channel. She's got a really cute little flock of some budgies, a cockatiel, a couple of conures, and a couple of Sierra parakeets, I think. And yeah, she just does an amazing job. She hasn't been putting out quite as many videos lately. I guess her and her family moved at some point this past year, and she's in college now. But she sells bird toy packages, and she has her own line of t-shirts and stuff like that. But what I really like about her is that she's just a really responsible kid that wants to get amazing, accurate information out there and help people be the best bird owners possible. So she was the first one I stumbled across when I started researching budgies. And she's just a lot of fun. She's got a great attitude. So kudos to you, Elle, and your flock. The next one that I really dig a lot would be Donna, and her channel is called Love of Pets. She has an amazing, amazing flock. She's got canaries and a couple finches of some sort, Java finches. I am just in love with her Java finch. She's got a wide selection of very interesting birds, and she seems to just dedicate her life to her pets. She's pretty darn cool, and she's another one that just puts out amazing, amazing, well-researched information. And she's up in Canada somewhere, so check her out. And she just seems like the nicest, nicest lady. I get the biggest kick out of her flock and her videos. They're very informative, and here again, they're very well-researched. So I lean on her a little bit when I need some good information. The next one I really like, and I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, I think it's Kaylin. Her channel is called Parrot Bliss. I don't know where she's located, but she has the big birds. She's got macaws and bigger conures, and I can't remember. I think she's got a Cape parrot and some Senegal and other stuff. And she's another one who's very, very well versed in these bigger birds and parrots in general. It looks to me like she's been doing this for quite a long time. She's also got some books on the market. The one that she put out first, I believe, is the Parrot Bliss Bond. I have not purchased that yet, but The whole book seems to be about helping you bond with your parrot. And then she has another book or two out about specific species to help you make sure it's a good fit. So she's another one that's pretty responsible, and I really dig that. I'm all about responsible influencers. You know, we see all kinds of videos all the time that's just people that own birds that have a channel, and you just don't know how accurate they are. But those three gals are doing it right. So kudos to Elle, Donna, and Kaylin. Am I saying your name right? Oh my gosh, I hate saying names wrong. And so kudos to all three of those gals. You're doing it right. Keep putting out more content. And I think Elle and the birds is more or less involved in Instagram nowadays because you can do those little shorts and it's easier. And if she's in college, I get it. She's probably spread pretty thin. So anyway, go check those three out. Again, it's Elle and the Birds, Love of Pets, and Parrot Bliss. Now for the entertainment value, I'm going to throw in a fourth one, and I don't know who the creator is, but it's called Yum Yum the Teal, and it's kind of like all one word. So it's a cockatiel that they just make these cute little videos of the cockatiel singing and chattering and doing funny things, and he is just the cutest little cockatiel, and that is just one of your little, they post video shorts, and it will just make your day because it's just so adorable. It is just pure make your day better. Watch their videos. So here again, kudos to four really great bird channels out there, and kudos to Bob. Thanks for writing in, Bob. What's next, Fred?
We had another listener email. This one is from Melody in Nebraska. Melody wrote, "Hello, Shasta and the flock. Thanks for putting on a wonderful podcast. I enjoy the short and interesting episodes. This is so much better than long podcasts that get boring and seem like rambling after the first 20 minutes. I feel like I'm hanging out with a friend. Keep up the good work."
Aw, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Melody, you hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what I'm going for. I want to make this like an audio hangout. I don't want to be somebody out here just pretending to be some kind of expert. I'm trying to figure out everything as I go. And like I always say, I'm still learning. I learn every day. Hence the weather stripping and the bonk on the head with the cockatiel flying through the house like a maniac yesterday. Oh my gosh. And anytime I find really good information, I just want to pass it along here. Real person learning real things to make your life better because they make my life better. Thanks again, Melody. Fred, do we have any more?
We also have a 5-star review that was left on Apple Podcasts by KeyT543 in Canada. KeyT543 titled the comment "Lovely Host" and wrote, "I always look forward to listening to this podcast when new episodes come out. Such a great host with excellent info and views. That was a fantastic review, Shasta. And thank you to KeyT543 in Canada for taking a moment to post such kind words. May I remind your listener base that as a robot, I know all too well that the internet world is driven by algorithms nowadays. Leaving a positive review will help Voice of the Parrot be suggested to other listeners with similar interests. We robots are amazing. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, or any other podcast app that allows for comments or feedback, it would really help boost the podcast and won't cost you a cent. Help the girl out."
Oh my gosh. Thank you, KeyT543, for that wonderful review. And thank you, Fred, for reminding everybody. Yeah, positive reviews are a podcaster's best friend. Oh my goodness. When it comes to like Facebook and you hit the like button or the reaction button, it does nothing. Okay, that is just for vanity and for popularity only. It doesn't do anything. But when it comes to any kind of social media, podcasts, YouTube, any of that, and you hit the like, or you leave a positive review in the case of a podcast, and especially if you leave comments and things of that nature, it helps tremendously because those algorithms kick in and they view it as, you know, listen worthy. And in the case of podcasts, the algorithms out there view it as, hey, the people are liking this. They want to hear more. So we're going to put this in front of other people looking for the similar kind of podcasts out there, have similar interests. So it does really help me get seen by other listeners that may not find me otherwise. They may just be doing a search for maybe pets or something like that, and it'll bring me up in their search. So thank you again, KT543, for that wonderful review. I'm very flattered. I think that's all the reviews and emails we have this week. I would like to say thank you so much, Robo co-host Fred, for helping me out this week. I really appreciate it. That was great.
As a robot voice who doesn't exist in real life, it has been a pleasure being on the podcast. Thanks so much, as this kind of task rarely happens for us robot voices. For anyone out there listening, please write in with your questions so we robot voice actors can be on the show again. The email address is voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com. For anyone else out there who may be listening in, I'd like to discuss your vehicle's extended warranty. I have some great prices for you if you act now.
Fred, I don't believe you just said that. You didn't need to put... That's not appropriate for this podcast. This is a parrot podcast.
I'm just doing my job, Shasta. You should have purchased the upgraded package when you signed up for Robo Co-host.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you need to start doing your second side gig here and bugging people about their extended warranties.
Fine, whatever. I'm out of here.
I guess that's what you get when you get a Robo Co-host. He was great, though. Let's have a big round of applause for Fred, the Robo Co-host. Thanks, Fred. We'll bring you back next time, man. All right, for anyone else that has any questions or you want to write in with your comments or suggestions for new topics, anything, like Fred said, voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com. And if you don't want to use your real name or whatever, you can use a handle, you can use something cutesy, whatever, and we'll read your email on the air. And maybe I'll use a different voice next time that doesn't work on the telephone cold call system. Oh my gosh, sorry about that, people. You don't need to talk to him about your vehicle's extended warranty. That was embarrassing. All right, so I guess that's all we got this week. I'm going to go hang out with the flock after I get this edited and in your eardrums. So I will let you know how my field trip goes to Mile High Parrot Supply and how the flock likes their new toy selection and their new birdseed supply and all of that good stuff. And oh my gosh, I am going to have some amazing stuff in store in the future. I'm not sure when I'll announce it, but I do have some fun announcements coming up in the next couple of months. So I'll let you know when I get that all organized. I have a few new products of my own. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to support the show. You can do so at voiceoftheparrot.etsy.com or check out voiceoftheparrot.shop. And the Etsy shop is mostly for USA and Canada, and voiceoftheparrot.shop will be for the rest of the world. If you've got any ideas for a birdie shirt or a pet shirt or any kind of shirt you might like or merchandise, I am doing some graphic work now, so hit me up with your ideas and I can make that happen for you. If you don't see anything you like on those two sites, I can still keep you happy. Just hit me up and ask and let's talk about what you want. I guess this is it for now and we will catch you next week. Have a great one, everyone. Bye-bye.